Hi, Erica. How have you been?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm straight vibing. Got a new job, on the hunt for a new place to live. And I do want to tell the story of why I called you yesterday for the first time in like 3 weeks. So, not that Erica and I aren't, the best of friends, but we're busy people. And sometimes that means I send a TikTok, and then that's the only time that we talk to each other for a week, which is fine. I'm not complaining about that. That's like the only way I communicate with my friends. But something happened to me yesterday that required me to panic call Erica at like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. So I preface the call with, "I'm going to call you. You don't have to pick up, but I'm having a science-related crisis." I didn't think you did because I realized I should have given you more time to actually check your phone, but I was like, I need to talk to Erica. No. It was like 10 seconds. But so, because I'm very cool and sexy, I drink Trader Joe's box sangria. It's delicious and it's $10 for 3 liters of wine, so absolutely recommend it. And because I'm, again, very cool and sexy, I like to stay hydrated between drinking, so I had a glass of Trader Joe's box sangria. There was still some sangria residue in the bottom, but then I filled the cup up with water because, well, gotta stay hydrated. And I wasn't paying attention because, I don't know, I wasn't. And I drank about half this glass of water, and then when I turn around, it is bright fucking blue, like Gatorade colored. Like, bluer than anything. And I was very concerned. I thought my tap water was poisoning me. I thought it came out of the tap that color. And so then I texted Erica. Like I said, "I'm going to call you. You don't have to pick up, but I'm having a science crisis." And Erica was very nice. I explained the situation. She calmed me down and said, "Shut up. It's because the pH changed. You're probably fine." And I didn't die. But it was extremely concerning and weird, and I wasn't it's never happened to me before. I think it has to be that because I've done a similar thing with other red wines before. Not to be fair, was not sangria, but it's never done that. And I tried to look up the ingredients for the Trader Joe's sangria and I could not find them. So, Mr. Joe, what's in this wine that makes it turn blue if you add a lot of water to it? But, Trader Joe, if you're listening, write in to the podcast. Just my this podcast at gmail.com. Send us an email. Oh, so much, because that's the only place I go grocery shopping, and I love Trader Joe's so much. And I talk about it all the time. So every single time it's been me, probably. That's valid. That's fair. When we lived in Westchester, I drove to Delaware to go to Trader Joe's. That's Moe's is real good. I support that. Yeah. Good. Moe's is delicious. Their queso is very good, if I remember correctly. Nice. No, I was just gonna say, I mean, I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's not concerning. I feel like if there were 100 football fish that washed up on the beach, that would be an issue. But yeah, they're a lot bigger in real life than they are on Animal Crossing. Yeah. But is she a fish doctor? Okay, so she doesn't need to know about fish. Okay. Ooh. I love it already. I have not. Yes. Why do I feel like all the good cryptid sightings happened in like the 70s? Oh, correct. All right, well, good enough for me. Let's continue. Yes. Anything related to the 70s. Drugs, Vietnam, Cold War. That's it, baby. I'd say Needham, but he could be a man named Randy who needs ham. So, Cryptid of the Week. Wait, cut this part out. Never mind. No, continue. I'm gonna say it at the end. Wow. Okay, Erica. You don't need to slut shame on this podcast. I'm kidding. Good. Good. Correct. Oh my god. There's a report. There's a whole report for that? Dang. I love it. FOIA, baby. We can request all of this stuff. I want every single police report on any of the cryptids we've talked about. Good. I'll submit a Freedom of Information Act request today, and then we'll revisit this episode in like 3 years. Bum bum bum. That's me. Oh, bummer. Never mind. I guess it's like, but so many other things make that noise. Like, it was a shriek, but not these two specific things, so it was definitely Bigfoot. I mean, yes, his reasoning is sound, but also, I don't think you can rule out two things that make loud noises and then rule out every other animal that makes a loud noise. Jeez. I love it. Oh my gosh, happy birthday. I always forget that you can do this in Skype, and then every time I see it, and I was like, Erica needs to know that I'm loving what she's doing. No, I've been pressing it for like a minute. Sorry. I'm done now, I promise. I moved the mouse away from it. Did you say that or did the article say that? Okay, but who said that the boy said that? Okay, fine. Continue. Too many Randys. What? Okay, but what about a Wisconsin football player? Not as stock. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Yeah, they got bodies by milk, you know. What does river sludge smell like? I mean, it makes sense that it has a distinct smell, but like, yeah. Worse is a, Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Correct. Reb. Aw, Reb. Poor Reb. It's a good name. Aw. Okay. Honestly, that's a valid concern. Cool country that we live in. Astute observation, Randy. Oh yeah, he's just kind of been there. He hasn't done anything. He's just looking at horses. He just wants to look at the horses. What a life. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I don't mind looking at horses. I could look at a horse. And with our powers combined, we will become... Absolutely right. That would never happen. I guess he's never heard about committing to the bit. Yeah. They didn't have YouTube back then, so. But they did have America's Funniest Home Video, I think. Which is pretty much YouTube. I think so. I feel like it's... Let's do a Google. I feel like it's always kind of been around. Let's find out. If my computer wants to work. There we go. Maybe. All right. Oh, from 1989. Okay, so I was incorrect. Yeah, never mind. Disregard. Yeah, because 12 inches long and 3 inches wide is very skinny. Yeah. They're big, yeah. Jerry, we don't take anything you say seriously because you're mean to your dog. So. Next theory. King. Nice. That makes sense to me. Oh, they're obviously correct. That one, that makes the most sense. Also, if it had, even if it was a bear, if it had white hair, it would have to be a polar bear, right? Like, I guess. But also, bears are way bigger than 300 to 400 pounds. I think. They're, like, big. Oh my god. I live my life, I continuously live my life only because of the fat bear contest. It's nothing. That's it. Yeah. Okay, so the first two, hold on. Now it's just giving me news stories about bears. So it's grizzly bears weigh 990 pounds. Pandas weigh up to 200 pounds. So there's a pretty big range. Oh, brown bears can weigh between 180 and 1300. What the fuck? Maybe, or like, small enough to still be alive, but just barely to right before hibernation. Okay. So, okay, the 300 to 400 pounds seems plausible. But that's a huge ass range for how much a bear can weigh. Really, like, truly they weigh some amount, because there's no way to know how much a bear weighs. Well, I cannot wait to put that on my car. I don't have any stickers on my car. And I'm gonna put this Bigfoot one on, and I'm so happy about it. But yeah, I think this was a really great one to come back from hiatus on. And thank you for sharing, I loved it. I know, it's always good. Nice. Well, first of all, I would assume that you are an omnipotent being, because nobody knows the weight of a bear. No one can say for sure how much a bear weighs. But if you are one of those, I mean, if you're an omnipotent being, you can just beam it directly into our brains. Whatever question you have for us, just shoot it right on in there. Well, tell us that first, obviously, and then ask your question. So we know, like, who we're talking to. But if you're just lying about knowing how much a bear weighs, because you're not an omnipotent being, you can send us an email to justmightexistpodcast@gmail.com, or follow us on Instagram @justmightexist, or, I'm going to remember to say it, follow us on Tumblr @justmightexist, because Erica's doing that again, in theory. I'm also only doing the Instagram in theory, so really, and we don't even check the email that much, so, like, don't send us any pressing questions, but we'll get back to you at some point. I haven't checked it in a long time, but as long as it's not urgent, we will get back to you. Wow. Cryptid of the week is a man named Randy who needs some ham.